In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing, finishing up volume 26, April 28th, 1929, and we're on the last paragraph. And Jesus says, in the last time we got together, Jesus says that he wants to play a game with us. He wants to amuse himself with us as a father with his little daughter, as a father with his little son. He says this is why, by necessity of creation, and in order to maintain and intact our divine work and our divine purpose for which we had created Adam and us now, he says the only means was to endow Adam with a divine will. He says, okay, by the necessity of creation as God, in order to maintain this intact work of God, the humanity, and the purpose for which God had created humanity, is the only means to have the order and the purpose was to endow Adam with the divine will. This is what God is doing now. Because of Louisa, he has endowed Louisa with the divine will. He has given to Louisa the divine will. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And what our God is asking us is, are you willing to embrace this gift? Are you willing to live this gift? Are you willing to give up everything for this gift? And what is he asking us? He asks us to be victims. People are doom and gloomers. Oh, I don't want to be a victim. Oh, I can't even stand, you know, a sliver in my hand. That's not what the victimhood is about. The victimhood is not to give life to your human misery. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. It's to work at that level of being free of sin. And that's going to happen. That's what Jesus tells Louisa. What's going to happen, it's a new era that's coming. And, I mean, everybody still goes to confession right now because that era isn't here yet. Now, what is that era? When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, when that happens, when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, what happens at that point? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. The kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says to us, would you begin to live this abundant life now? This is why he gives us the divine will. It's the only means to maintain order, to maintain the purpose of God, is to live one with God in the divine will. So it says, by living in the divine will, this is what Jesus is telling Louisa, it would preserve Adam just as Adam came out of our creative hands. Now think about that. Jesus is saying to us, I want you to live in the divine will. What does that mean? It will preserve us as if we were born again in the divine will, one with Adam. What does that mean? That means our DNA would be again returning to the image and likeness of God. We're not going to get old. We're not going to get gray haired. We're not going to become food for worms. That's not part of God's plan. We're going to be eternally young as God is eternally young. So what God is asking of us is begin to live in the divine will. Okay, that means that as when we do our acts and our rounds in the divine will, the world is changing. As you read the book of heaven, the world is changing. Why? As you begin to read this, as you begin to study this, everything changes. That's why everything's falling apart. It's really not falling apart. It's God's getting everything ready. He has plans, and he's asking us to cooperate. So he's saying, I want to preserve you in order, in the order and the purpose which I, God, created Adam. And I want you just the way you came out of my creative hands, God says. So I'm going to give you again the divine will, as I gave to Adam. Adam lost it. He says to, Louisa says to Jesus, if Adam was perfect and he lost the divine will, she says, how can I keep the divine will? She says, I'm a sinner. How can I keep the divine will? And Jesus says to Louisa, Louisa, Adam would lose it again if I gave it to him. But you can't lose it. Because your Adam is Jesus. Your Eve is Mary. You can't lose this. We're not going to lose this gift. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary. And this life that our God wants us to live is his life. The order and the purpose for which God created Adam. And the order and reason God now gave us Jesus and Mary. He says, it's going to preserve Adam again, preserve humanity again, just as he came out of our creative hands. And so therefore, what does God want for us? He wants us to enjoy all of the divine goods. Because we, triune God, were to enjoy because Adam was happy. Because mankind, humanity, is going to be happy again. We're going to participate in God. We're going to participate in this divine life on earth as the saints were participating in heaven. Therefore, he says, so that man may return back to his place of honor and enter once again to operate together with God. That's why God created Adam, to be one with God. There was no, like I said, there was no other gods around. God wanted to share who he was with someone besides, you know, see, he didn't have to do this, but he says, I want them to enjoy this divine life that I possess. It's not that we become gods, but we participate in sharing divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass, by putting the drop of water into the chalice. We are that drop of nothing. It enters into that cup filled with wine. It fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. He wants us to share in his divinity. That's why he created us. He wants us to participate in divine happiness. So he says to Louisa, begin to live this now. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity to the point of no more sin. We're still going to confession. But the time is coming when we will be one with God, fused with God on earth, exactly the way it's in heaven. Great things are coming. So what the Lord is asking of us is, what are you worried about? Stop it. What are you anxious about? Stop it. What are you negative about? Stop it. He's really telling us to do that. He says, enough. Basta. That's the word. When my grandmother used to say that to me, I always thought she was swearing at me. Basta, basta. It was stop it, stop it, stop it. You know, wild children. But our God has plans for us. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He's saying, be joy-filled. Be peaceful. Be happy. So that's what Jesus is saying. Therefore, so that mankind, humanity, may return back to the place of honor, to enter once again, to operate together with God, his creator. They may amuse themselves together. There are no means other than his re-entering into our divine fiat, re-entering into that life, image and likeness of God that Anna possessed, that it may bring back to humanity, you bring humanity back to God triumphantly. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady said to Father Gobi that the triumph will begin in Mexico City. What happened in Mexico City that the triumph began? It was right after she said, basically, in 1997, December of 1997, to Father Gobi, she said, everything's completed. What's done? What was done before 1997 that completed it? What's completed? The Book of Heaven came out of the Vatican in 1996 on the Feast of the Presentation. When you listen to Our Lady of Good Success, Our Lady of the Great Event, she says a miracle, a great, magnificent miracle is going to happen basically on the feast of the Purification of Mary, which is the Feast of Presentation, which is February 2nd. I believe that miracle has happened. I believe the triumph has begun in Mexico City because Acuña's group was the first group to read all 36 volumes. It's begun. It's happening. Why is everything seeming to fall apart? It's not. God is getting everything ready. A new beginning is coming for mankind. A new beginning is happening. So Jesus says this. He says, it will bring mankind, humanity, back to God triumphantly. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Back into our divine arms that are waiting for humanity to clasp him tightly within our divine womb, the return back to God to say to him, finally, 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 after 6,000 years, you have come back. You see why God is rejoicing? Why he rejoices because of Luisa? It's because he's given to Luisa, a human, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, so that we can possess it. This is sanctification. This is the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The whole world is going to be consumed in love, consumed in fire. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through this little newborn. That's what's coming to the earth. It's a glorious time to be alive. Finally, after 6,000 years, you have come back. You have gone wandering, Jesus says to the humanity. You have experienced all evils, he says to humanity, because there is no good without our divine fiat, without the divine will. There's no good without the divine will. You have experienced enough, Jesus says, and you have touched with your own hand what it means to go out of the divine will. You know what it's about. And Jesus says, stop it. Come back to me. So never, he says, go out of my divine will again. And that's his command. As you begin to live this life, as you're reading, as you're studying, as you're putting this into practice, Jesus says, don't leave. Don't leave. Stay with me. And come to rest and to enjoy what is yours. What is ours? We are divine nobility. God is our Father. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Mary is the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Everything is ours. All of creation is ours. Begin to pray your rounds of creation. Participate in this life of love. Pray your rounds of redemption. Begin to live this life of love, of redemption of Jesus and Mary. Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeemer. He says, never leave this again. Come to rest and enjoy what is yours, the divine nobility. We wear the scapular. Why? Because Jesus says, I'm going to clothe you in divine nobility again. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of nobility. We're going to be reclothed in divinity, Jesus says. Because our divine will, he says, in our divine will, everything was given to you, given to me, given to humanity. So he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to understand what this gift is about. It's to begin to live heaven on earth, peace, joy, and happiness. And again, to be a child again, not to be childish, but to be a child again. God is our Father. So may the Lord, through the blood of this cross, may we be freed of our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, and we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.